Okay, we're in Siman Reish Dalad. We did Sif Yud Aleph. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yud Aleph yet. So holding Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Nun Aleph. So the case that we hear was the person took these fruits or vegetables, and he made some type of a concoction with them with honey. So he said, there the ikar and the bracha, therefore the bracha will be the bracha not of honey, of a shahakal, but the bracha of the fruit or the vegetable. Nunalif, hema ikar, the davash eno ela heksher, the davar hamarukach. The davash is there to, in some way, make the item better. Shemachshiroi umasaktalachiv, it makes it more usable for eating. But the ikar is going to be the fruit, not the coating. V'chein shkedim ha-mechubim mitzukar, the same thing, you have almonds which have sugar on top of them. Av shehem mechubim legamri, even though the sugar covers it totally, mevorech b'rei pri ho'etz, the bracha will still be b'rei pri ho'etz. V'av tzukar harbe me'pri, even though there's more sugar than the pri, a pri ikar. So on this issue, you know, that's what you talk about. You know, let's say chocolate-covered items, a similar type of situation. dealing with chocolate-covered items. Your Marsha actually said over there, it could be the chocolate is significant enough that we'd have to make a bracha on the chocolate.
Like chocolate-covered raisins, for instance?
Sir Marsha was actually talking about, he's talking about chocolate-covered raisins. He also, you had to make two brachas. You had to make a bracha on the chocolate and a bracha on the raisin. You should, you know, break one open, take out the raisin, make a bracha on it, and make a bracha on the chocolate. And as he says, he should make a bracha on the, first a bracha on the chocolate, and then a bracha, with kavana, not to, you cover the raisin, and then bracha on the raisin separately, to Marsha help. Because people, in general, I mean, he said, assuming that you're eating because both of them are significant to you, a person whose main focus is the raisin, so there's no shiloh. And you theoretically have a person whose main focus is just, so sugar, we're saying over here that sugar, even though the sugar over here, sugar is coming to enhance the almond. Nobody's saying I'm using this as an excuse to eat sugar. But chocolate could be significant enough to people that people are saying they're eating because they want to eat the excuse to eat chocolate.
Well, hold on. Let me get this straight with the chocolate-covered raisin. The raisin, obviously, is a b'rei pri ha'etz, right? So that's a more significant bracha. You should make that first, but it's covered by the chocolate. How are you going to eat the raisin without eating some of the chocolate?
No. First, Marshall, you first make a shahakal on the chocolate.
But wouldn't that cover the raisin?
And you have kavana not to cover the raisin.
And if you forget, and if you just say a stamma shahakal on it?
If you said you're planning to say, if you had intent beforehand, you're planning to say both, so then you would... You would have, you'd be able to say both brachas though.
I'm sorry?
If you had intent, the chachila, that you're planning to say both brachas, like the lacha says, and then you forgot and made a shahakal, you'd still be able to make a second bracha.
And according to halacha, you should make the second bracha?
In Rosh Hashanah, about a case where a person, by him, the chocolate and the raisin, are each one is very significant. If a person happens to prefer the main thing by him is the raisins, you only make one bracha, or vice versa, the main thing is the chocolate, you also want the main bracha. Really, it's going to be some level that's being subjective. So, okay. Now, this halacha is that the peiros and the sabum and the ikra, even if the item is ground, but then we get involved in the shadow which we had before. If it's ground to the point that it's not obvious what it is, it loses its bracha according to the Ramah. On the Muach Lagarman Shenifset Sraso Atmi Mavorach Lachakila Shahako Kavor Leibasim Reish Beis Zayin Bagoa and Shom Vayin Leibasim Reish Gimel Siv Zayin Mishav Rishon. So he said again, the Pesach of the Ramah is the Chachil, that situation where it's not recognizable at all. It's been totally ground to the point that it's not recognizable at all. Then the Brach will be a Shahako. Okay, now. If we said over here that if a person did this with vrodim, like rose, so you made them with honey, So you make a
rose,
the rose hips. They would eat the rose hips.
What are rose hips?
That's what they make vitamin C from.
The blossoms from the rose plant. The petals.
I thought rose hips was a separate plant altogether.
I don't know. We're talking about petals from a rose.
Oh, that's a different rose hips.
I know in Iran, I think they.
Okay, so the loch is the bracha is very pure.
They do what?
Hana rosin loshanaska. So that's a rose. Okay, now vavol begav the pre eats him, even though it grows on a bush, which is considered a tree because it stays from year to year. The zer shall hem heim ikra pri. This is just the flower, not the seed. Okay, mevorach brei pri adama. Therefore, the bracha is reduced to brei pri adama. Okay, al huliandra b'lashon Ashkenaz mevorach brei pri adama. Al apisha huliandra, this huliandra, whatever this is, huliandra. G'dayin abilin dikar pri heim good gadonios. The main thing is a type of a berry which grows on the tree. Now, Vim Timer. So the Mishnah, 1 second. These things are not edible unless you would do this process of making this concoction with honey. Even the brodim lechazir lachila loy chayin v'lamim v'shal. They're not edible either raw or cooked. Unless you cook them with the honey, like which we're talking over here. Can harvelate the dvash ikar. So here, specifically, the main thing is the dvash. If this is the only way you can make it edible, so then we understand the point of the dvash is to make this item edible. Dvash tofel shir enobo el hachshir haverid lachila. Its goal is to make the verin usable. You have something which is not edible raw, and you cook it, and you make it edible. So you make a brei pri eitz. You make the correct bracha after it's cooked. So we hear the honey plays that role to make it roy lachila. We don't argue in a case which we'll see that next if you had a fruit or a vegetable which the only way it becomes edible is by cooking it, well, it comes out really the main thing is the water, because the water cooked it. So you should make a shahakal because of the water. So we understand that's ridiculous. Right? So over here, the honey plays the same role as the water plays in that situation. Then we said, if, however, this is a food, or this is a concoction which we made, the people who are healthy do not eat it. It's only people which are ill. You only do the refuah nundalit. A time after the nehenna, it does give it some type of pleasure. And the ikar hanos, that's not the primary function that it's supposed to give, benefit it's supposed to give. Kimish enem abriyim regilim lecholoi soy bekach. Since people which are healthy don't eat it in that way, they rather eat it in a different way. Sharman the Rakhlafu, this way that you're processing it is basically for refuah purposes. Okay. Mevorachon al-Vashakal. I met a Gabbai, Shekosah, B'Shem, Rabbi Hoskim, Holkim, Al-Zeb, Achim, Eskim, Achrenim, and Sarach, Lebarach, Lebarach, Rieloi, Kim, and Shalk upon him, he's Nehenna. So here we have something which, again, it's people which are, you process it in a way that now it does taste okay. In general, only people which are ill to eat it. But you made it, you took the item which is a eitz or a dhamma, you made it edible in a way that it tastes, it it has the hana from it. So the bracha is going to be prepared. The fact that only people which are ill eat it does not diminish its bracha. Okay. Sif Yud Beis. Kol Shehu Iker. So now the main halachas of Iker and Tafel, the Shulchan Aruch is going to touch on the halachas of Iker and Tafel over here a little bit. The main halachas of Iker and Tafel is in Siman Reish Yud Beis. But in the context over here, because we're talking about that we spoke about the bracha of honey, we spoke about the bracha of honey interacting with other foods and making them taste better, etc. We say the honey remains the Tafel. So in that flow, we mentioned some of the basic points about Iker and Tafel. Kol Shehu Iker ve'imay Tefela. Mevarach al Iker v'partos ha'tefila. So if we have two foodstuffs together, one primary and one secondary, the bracha of the primary one includes both. And so we pointed out this before. So when a person, for argument's sake, eats cereal with milk, he makes a brei menei mezonos, or brei pi adoma on the cereal, depending what the cereal is. And at the end, he has some milk left over without any cereal. He says, well, I can't eat the milk. I didn't make a bracha on it. That's incorrect. You made a bracha on it. You made a brei pi adoma on it. The bracha which you say on the ikur also goes on the tafel. Or a mezonos, whatever the situation would be. However, if you put this ingredient in, and the purpose of putting it in is the dabek, to act as a binding agent. Okay, the litin reyach adds a nice smell. Okay, it adds a nice color. So by definition, reizu tfeilu. Avim erev kadei litin tam b'tarayvus. If you put it, you mix it in order it should give flavor. So then, so the halacha is reihu ikur. Now, the Shabur says this is referring to something from the Chameshes Menei Dagon. Chameshes Menei Dagon always get a status of being the Iker, unless they are there ladabek, or for Reyach, or for Tzviya purposes. Coloring. Okay. But if it's not from Chameshes Menei Dagon, the fact that it's there for flavor, but still can be a secondary foodstuff. So you have you make a type of a honey candy. You add in wheat starch, chaladabik, to as a binding agent. Can you make candy out of it? Even though it has wheat, and we know so much from the 5 mini dog, and the wheat always is the ikur, but over here it's the tofel. The issue is not what's more, what's less, because the law is that the five great species of grain are considered the ikur, even if they're less, they're a smaller amount than the other ingredient. But over here, since its purpose is just to act as a binding agent as opposed to be there for food purposes, so it does not, it becomes a tofel. Okay. Hagav nira the ha the im erev kedalit losis tam at the rubber shuiker. So this halacha is that we say, well, you put flavor, so it's significant, then it becomes primary. It has to be significant enough it's a significant amount, and there's actually something there. If you have spices, the flavor becomes, it can be very pronounced. And the batalin b'miyuta and avo b'shanoistim tam, even though they give a flavor, they're much less than the other ingredients. So they're both b'miyuta. So that becomes the defining element of the bracha, is based on what the foodstuff is, not what the spices are. All the lachas ikur tafel are said later on. What's interesting is this halacha of dibuk, if it's ladabek or if it's there for tam, this is the main place where it says it is over here. But all of the other halachas ikra and tefillah are over there. Okay, harayu ikra. So we said if it's there to put flavor in, it's the ikra. If it's there ladabek, it's not. Mishabura says, "Zayin, I'm not going to remember." Bishar Akrenim, his gimu. The Akrenim all agree. The whole the hudafka b'chameishes mini dog, and that which we're saying, if it's there for flavor, it becomes the ikra. Well, what about the food? Why is the flavor enhancing item become the ikra? So we're talking about from the five species of grain. That's the reason the hech of the barley and tam avshomiyat hu ikra. That's when we say since they're there for flavor, even though they're the minority, they become the ikra because the chashivas of the five species of grain. Because the mamzim reish ches the base. Avashar minim ozina basaruba. By other foodstuffs, roiv is the defining element. So the person then grapples, you know, you could have a situation, you know, it's not unheard of, that you have, let's say, a primary food, and then you have a secondary foods which are there, which might end up all being roiv to connect to the first one, but the first one really is the main purpose. But he's saying as a general rule, the Roy was going to decide. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel called over Shehu Masubi Birbichotso Yubarach Shehako. Sif Katan Untes Shehu Masubi. Any item which we're not sure, make a Shehako. Ein Liel was so Mishabur Nuntes. Ein Liel. And I skipped. Mishabur Nunchas, Yeshama Moshus, Pias Kamas or Kredim, the Kizabla Hell, Imeshman Moshus, Imeshman Moshus, Lunzin, Basrai, Rak, Basarupa. Again, so even though we have these other foodstuffs mixed together, the whole time you would give the flavoring item precedence, it was from the five species of grain. Okay. Yugimel, Kodavashu, Masubu, Rehoso, Yubarak Shahako. Anything which your person is not clear what the bracha is supposed to be, simek hashehakel, nuntash shehu mesupik, ayin leav semanech beis mishabura diber maskel ve'im. So what is he referring to? He's referring to, we said before, that you know the person can't say, listen, you know what, Hill's bracha is very complicated. Never granted the always a shehakel and solve all my problems. So the halacha is, in that situation, not to eat. He has a chiyuv to try mirvar what the bracha is and learn the halachas. If after doing so, he doesn't know what to do, so he can rely on the shahakal. But a person just willfully says, I'm not interested in learning all the brachas, because I just always rely on a shahakal, chum does not allow him to eat, relying on a shahakal. So he has no way to how to make a bracha, so he can't eat. Mirvar shahakal. V'yevad yotze b'shahakal. He has an eight of eating during the meal. Gomash eat during the meal. If it's a foodstuff which, if when you eat it within a meal, it's considered part of the meal. It's not, it doesn't require its own bracha, even in the meal setting. Versus has some type of fruit which is clearly not part of the meal. So even if you would wash, you still think a bracha on the fruit. Is it an eight or a dumb? I don't know. You can make a bracha on Adama during the meal as well. But if it's something which would be covered by the bread, that would be the best thing to do. Okay. So we say, otherwise we'll say a shahakal. Simen reishe. Birchas yirakas. So on vegetables, we make a repi adoma. Fill a bishop, even though they're cooked. Whether it's pears, whether it's kidneys, which are considered edible, normally edible, whether they're cooked or whether they're raw. So when they're raw, they're ready to eat. bracha is the correct bracha, Brei B'Yadama, let's say. You cook it, it's ready to eat, Brei B'Yadama. So the bracha doesn't change. Al-Makar v'silka ukru v'kayetze behem. We have certain vegetables. Kara is a squash. Silka is beets. Kruv is a cabbage. They taste much better when they're cooked than when they're raw. So people plant it with intent to harvest it and cook it. So it comes out that the final pre of this item is really the final product. The final result is this cooked food. So when it's not cooked, it's not there yet. Therefore, k'shem makam yivork shahako, lachin b'shulam, repi adom. What about the other way around? Metumi, which is shumim, garlic. Vikarsi, which is parish, is port belaz. Karsi is leek. Kishahem chayim v'repi adama. These are items lachem bishulam shemisham shakol. People in general eat them raw, not cooked. So the bracha is the proper bracha is when it's raw, but when it's cooked already it loses its bracha. Hagod the mikshavi nishtan al griyusa. It's considered by the fact that you cooked it that it's been down, it's been degraded and downgraded. What are you talking about? You cooked it with meat, it has a much better flavor now. So we had before that if you would take a foodstuff and put it there to enhance the item, make the item edible, and that's its purpose. So now the item is edible, it gets the right bracha, according to Mishavur. But over here, even though you cooked it with the meat and the meat gravy, etc., they're not there just to make the vegetables which are cooked with taste better. They're there for their own purpose. So that will not confer upon the vegetables an upgrade back to Adama, let's say. Okay. Shabura Sukkot Nalach. I feel a bishlem. They're foods which can be eaten either way, because pears and kidney is. So what's the difference in yarukos and kidney is? So we pointed out that in the categories of Brei P'Yadama, you have two types. You have leafy vegetables where you eat the leaf, and then you have the type of vegetables where you eat the seed. So the seeds of these plants, which are edible, and that's what people eat, are called kitnias. That's the definition of kitnias. The only exception to that is the five species of grain. The five species of grain are plants which have seeds which are edible. Right? You grind them, you make flour out of them, but the five species of grain, the Torah dealt with separately. But any other type of an item which would be similar to the five species of grain, that the seed is what is the ikar of the plant, and that's what you eat, and that's edible. Anything else is called kitnias. That's the definition of kitnias. It's an all-inclusive type of a definition. Okay. Okay. So even though you cook, there's so much such things which are good to eat either way. The kidney use is dafka sha'arkla b'adam lachim. This is a lot of the kidneys are considered edible raw. It's only talking about eating them when the seeds have dried out. But once they've dried out, the derech is to then reconstitute them in water and cook them and eat them. But you don't eat them raw anymore. So now, the question was, my wife asked you about 2 or 3 years ago, was something called edamame.
What? Edamame.
Edamame, right? Edamame. It's a raw bean, which now has become normal to eat. It's like, we eat raw fish, we eat raw beans, So if that becomes normal now to eat it like that, so then the bracha would not be a shakal anymore, the bracha would be a Brei P'Yadama.
What bean is this? It's called an edamame bean?
It's a legume. Okay.
I thought it was legume, but all right, whatever, what do I know?
Okay. So if it's something which is which are better to be eaten cooked rather than raw. For example, kora, silka, and kruv. The language is they're better cooked than raw, which means they're not bad when they're raw. They're not unusable or inedible when they're raw. It's better when it's cooked. Still, the bracha will be when it's cooked is the full bracha. When it's raw, it'll be the lesser bracha. Oh, that's what it sounds like. If it's really edible raw, and many people do eat it raw, so then that's the first scenario. It can be eaten both ways. So you have this one which is edible raw. Most people do not eat it raw, but they do eat it cooked. So then the bracha when it's raw is a shahakol, and when it's cooked, it'll be bripi adama. Let's say,
for instance, a carrot.
Carrots nowadays, I believe in probability, have it's enough people eat it raw that nowadays it's considered a bripi adama when it's raw also. Okay. So after you cook it, it'll be bray piyadom. Achav b'shulam dalit. V'odin im heim kvushim amaluchim. And this similar could be true if you have something which has been pickled or brined. Derbni adam lochlam ayerezeh kashem chayim. And people eat it like that, raw, it wasn't cooked, it was this other process. People eat like that, raw, so that the bracha is mevarach, b'pi adama. Fiza mashakor and kreutz, they didn't eat cabbage raw. Most people don't eat cabbage raw, right? So that was they refer to as kreutz. Kishakavoshon, menasukha mutzim, but you can pickle them. Even though the kruv is normally only eaten, cabbage is normally only eaten cooked, but through this process of pickling it, it becomes edible, and it's normal to eat it when it's raw as well. If you did not pickle them, you just ate them raw as is. So then, that's not normal to eat, and therefore the bracha is shahakol.
Cabbage, you usually make coleslaw out of, right? You're not pickling coleslaw. I mean, you put a sauce on it, but I don't think it's pickled.
No. So now, nowadays we have a type of cabbage which we eat raw, but the kreut that they had, in general, they did not eat it raw. Okay. Mavushalim repi adama salatin. Now, let's just take lettuce, uravim shemen ruchayim, and you mix it with oil and vinegar. It's normal to eat them raw, and therefore the bracha is brei piyadama, even though they're raw. But these are the type of items that during the meal they do not need a bracha, they're considered secondary to the bread. If you eat it together with the meat, we understand it's coming there to enhance the meat. Then the Ramah said, the Mechaber said, if it's something which, like Tumi or Karti, when they're raw, they're Repi Adama, when they're cooked, they're Shahakl. Kazakar Medavka Beshumim Rakim, it's referring to specifically like a soft type of garlic. Those are the other Lachim Chaim, which is normal for people to eat it raw. Beshumim Shiskinu, when they get older and they harden, Shem Kharif and Moed, they're also very sharp. Venom Royal Auckland Chai, Abloy Pas, you will not eat them raw unless you would eat it together with bread or something like that to lessen the intensity. See, Mokhlam of our Shahakal, the Brach is only Shahakal. Chemib Solim, onions, Dinahachi, Dim Auckland Rakim, if you eat them when they're young, Bepi Adama, Hiskino Shahakal. I'm sure Jewish, but Fila rakim inim avorach rei pedomo. Rav Nina shederach with alchem rakim leipas. There's a halacha that when they're soft and they're young, you can make a rei pedomo them. It depends if it's normal around this place to do that. If it's normal around here to do it, to eat them as such without bread. So then they get the bracha of rei pedomo. People normally don't eat garlic or onions, even when they're younger and they're so, and they're not as intense. They're softer. Person so here we have something which is saying that when you cook them, whether they're younger, whether they're older, the bracha is a shahakol, even if you cook them with meat. The derech was not to eat them. Machaber tells us that the derech of these type of things is to eat them raw. So you say, no, we don't really eat them raw, but we still don't eat them cooked. In general, you generally use them more like the lines of an ingredient. So the bracha is gemein shahakol.
What? Use them along the lines of an ingredient?
I'm saying the Machaber says that the onions or garlic, when you eat them raw, they're brepi adama. When you eat them cooked, they're shahakol. Comes on the Shabbat and says, you know, we have ones which are softer, and it's possibly that when you eat them like that, they're brepi adama. When they get older, they're shahakol. Fine. Then he says that once they're cooked, whether they were old, whether they were young, the bracha is a shahakol. Right. So something which is, we just gave an example of garlic or karti of leek or onions that they're stronger and better when they're raw, and when you cook them they deteriorate. The Mechshin Neshanah Gruyusa Mashmech Rehlem Huadin B'Psalim Mevushalim. So this halacha, the Chabad only gave an example of garlic or karsi, of leek, but we're going to add onions as well. Came York Shakurin Zirsik, Amashakurin Tron. I do not know what these are. Okay. Venera, this halacha that it causes it to deteriorate. The dafka shavishal b'tzolim b'tavshul imayim kenog. It's cooked with water. Hashem lost his Michael b'tzolim levad shavashim with some bishul rab adshem istamkin b'toyvim yafan lechila. If you take the vegetables, you just put them alone into the pot. You cook them until they caramelize and become very good to eat. Shukul baruch lebrei piyadoma. They're mishtanim le'iluy al yanei bishul harab. So they actually get better. As opposed to when you cook it with water, it becomes waterlogged and it gets worse. So even if you cook it with meat, Ramah said, and therefore it tastes better because of the meat, but they themselves have not gotten to a better state, they've gotten to a worse state. Said Atzmam, Zion. I'm recording Shekosub, that feel it, Hoya Mavasha, Yerokas in Basar, Shizim Beshuman, Kamaros Vadi Lecho Gama Yerokas Atzmam. So you fried them, or cooked them together with the meat, with intent to eat the vegetables as well. Vadi Tarach Lavorach Alein, I'm sorry, de'im. If they cooked it, and whether you plan to eat it, and it became very edible, you must make a rei piyadoma. Even if they, when you cook it without meat, it becomes worse, but you cook it with meat, it gets better. Because over here you put it there, he didn't put it there for themselves, which we could argue now the meat is affecting it, They're there to help the meat. Meanwhile, the meat is helping them. That's what Mechaber says over here, the brachos of Shehakol. So if you cook it with something which you play, with intent to eat both items, so then it's not there just for, to flavor the meat. It's there to, you make a stew, and you put vegetables in. The vegetables are affected very positively. Let's say we live in a place where they don't eat carrots raw. So you put a stew with meat and with carrots, and the carrots cook together, and the carrots become very good. But the carrots, the goal over there is not to flavor the meat. It's, you know, it's part of the plan is to eat the carrots. So then we say, Adarabba, the meat made the carrots taste even better, and the brachos would be very pidama. The case of Dimel over here is that we put the garlic or whatever it is there just to flavor the meat, not for itself. Even though they get the flavor of the meat, but that's too late. If you would fry onions in oil or in butter to give it a make it taste better. The baruch lebrei pidama that you of course make a lebrei pidama. The rabbi b'solim nishtanal yariatigo they got better through the frying. V'heim ha'ikar v'hu adin v'cholkei agav. So that's the same. Fine. Okay, close it here.